Here with Will Barnes and Brendan Kelly, two of the heroes from tonight's 18-17 triple overtime win over Colgate to help the Terriers advance to the Patriot League semifinals. And Brendan, we'll start with you. Just kind of take us through that final play.
Coach Lippo, we were kind of trying to get away from drawing up something and just playing, and we kind of just got into our 42. We call it 42 is life, and just let the ball do the work. And I mean, Lewis drew an amazing double or triple team. He said he saw me out of the corner of his eye and kind of just dumped the ball, and then I was just there on the doorstep for an easy finish, but I wouldn't say it's easy, but really happy it fell in the net.
And then just take us, both of you, start with you, Brendan, and then you, Will. The emotions of celebrating that goal with the teammates and all the fans there.
I mean, it was just incredible. Like, honestly, right after, I didn't really know what to do. We kind of just started running down towards the defense. The rest of the team got mauled. So all the boys, and it was just an unreal feeling, especially with the crowd there and a bunch of alumni, just knowing we're doing it for our families and them and for the guys on the team, and it's just a really special feeling.
Yeah, going off that, I didn't really know how to react. I was just like standing there at the end, but I'm just happy we were able to get it done and do it for our seniors for the last game on home turf. So.
Yeah, and then Will, four saves in the overtime periods, three in the second overtime. Just take us through kind of what you're going through, because those were three pretty incredible stops.
Going into overtime, I was kind of thinking I had like a rough first half, so I just got to completely flush that and then focus on the future shots. And I know my defense would be there for me, so I just relied on them, able to make the saves that we needed. And yeah.
Will, what does it say about this team's character to not only come back from 8 goals down, a couple days ago against Colgate, but then to have the resilience back and forth game all day and just never seem like this team quit or, got too down on themselves when Colgate seemed to have an answer?
I think that kind of goes showing like our grit and our grind. Like, we never gave up. Like in the first game, no one really thought we were going to lose that. We knew we were going to come back. So I think that goes a lot to say about our work ethic and how much we really put into these games leading up to them. So.
Yeah, and then finally, how exciting was it to not only win, but you kind of alluded to it a little bit, just to win on home turf and send the seniors and the grad students out on a high note?
Yeah, we kind of had a sour taste in our mouth last time we played in Nickerson when we lost to Lafayette, that last second goal. And we were appreciating, especially going into that first Colgate game, like, let's win this game. Like, let's get the seniors one last game on our home turf. And that's what we did, and we made it special. And it was just a great way to send them off.
Yeah, what do you want to comment on?
Yeah, no, I was just like, I said it earlier, I was just really happy the seniors got a big dub on their last game on Nickerson. Really happy with them, and then excited for the next game.
Here with head coach Ryan Poley, and coach, what's your opening statement on tonight's win?
I'm just so proud of our guys and the way that we battled the whole game. And as I said after the Colgate game on Friday, we've been in these situations and have been unable to make the play when it counted most, and up until the Colgate game, and I think we got over the hump and we built on it tonight. And down the stretch we just kept making play after play, and it was just really impressive. And so many guys stepped up, Fritz stepping up and winning the three face-offs in overtime after struggling a little bit down the stretch, and Dane DeGoler getting that huge ground ball, the ride, after we didn't score in the first possession of the third overtime. Will Barnes was incredible in overtime, essentially saved our season. Just a credit to our senior leadership, a credit to our guys for believing in what we're doing, and, just staying focused and staying the course. It was a back-and-forth game. Colgate's a really good team with a lot of really good players, really well coached. And they just, every time we made a play and we started to get a confidence, they would make a play and tie it, and then make another play and make it really difficult on us. So they're tenacious. They got a bright future ahead of them, but tonight's about our guys and the plays that we made down the stretch.
Yeah, I'll start with Will. You think of an 18-17 game and you don't think to start with the goaltending, but sure. Will was terrific, and especially in overtime. Just talk about his ability to make that big save when you need it the most.
Yeah, he got off to a little bit of a slow start, and I don't think it was Will's fault. I don't think we were playing very strong in front of him, and we were giving the Colgate shooters free looks, and he kind of settled in that second half. Really proud of him, regrouped. If you look at Will and his statistics, he's been very strong in the first half, and he's been good in the second half, but he's been excellent in the first half. And to flip-flop that when we needed him most, and then, as I already said, the saves that he made four quality saves in overtime. I mean, guys staring down shooters, their best players, And he just made the saves when we needed them, and it was just really impressive. So, you know, we're going to need him this weekend, but he's certainly a great player, and just, you know, have all the confidence in the world in Will.
Yeah, Brandon Kelly had the game winner, 4 goals from Lewis Perfetto, had 4 and 5 today. Just talk about those two, maybe the whole offense, but in particular, it seems like Lewis and Brendan just have this connection that's really paid off.
Yeah, I think the offense, Coach Slippo has just done an amazing job all year and throughout his career here, and just, you know, quarterbacking the offense and getting guys in the right spot so they can be successful. And, you know, obviously putting up 18 goals is super impressive, but, you know, at the end of the day, the players make the plays. And, you know, the play that Lewis made in overtime, he was, you know, probably fouled, probably held, knocked to the ground, double teamed, on his knees, helmet almost knocked off, and to be able to get the ball to BK in such a tight space and for BK to catch it and then finish. Yes, they have really good chemistry. They work really well off of one another. And it's just really, it's impressive. So, Lewis had another big game. BK, 4 for 6 shooting. I thought that was, you know, really efficient. He also helped us in the clear a couple times, just flashing the ball. And, and then D'Auto just, you know, pumping in 3 goals and made some big plays in the clear as well, threw one in the open net. You know, I think it will go unsaid. We were struggling to clear the ball in the third overtime, and Vince makes a heads-up play and shoots it and puts in a spot where it almost went in. And then, certainly we were able to back it up and get that possession. And then the ride, BK, I think the biggest play of the game was the ride between BK and Cates. Were we able to turn them over, get the ball out of bounds, we called timeout, and then we were able to score on the next possession. So just an awesome job by everybody. Just a real program win.
Yeah, and then just talking a little bit about that ride, some of the guys defensively, you know, Roy Meyer, 3 caused turnovers, 7 ground balls. Connor Kemp had another great game, 3 caused turnovers, 5 ground balls. Just, what does it speak to those guys on the defensive end where, yeah, you're giving up some goals, but they still managed to make some really key plays?
Yeah, I thought we were great in between the lines. I think it started the faceoff X. I thought both Connor and Fritz did a really good job of controlling the ball. And then I thought our wings were excellent. We really challenged our guys after the Colgate game on Friday just to be more physical and to show more of a presence. And I thought Trey Brown was awesome on the wing. Roy was awesome on the wing. Connor, Cam got a few ground balls. And then just the ground ball, you know, Roy started cramping up in the third overtime, and Dame came off, got the ground ball, got us the possession, and then we never gave it back. So just a really great game, I thought, between the lines with our guys.
And finally, how nice is it to close out the Nickerson careers for all these grad students and seniors, and, you know, on a high note like this?
Yeah, I think they'll remember it. I mean, that was certainly a game to remember, and I think it's pretty important for them to come out on the right side of the scoreboard. They deserve it. They've meant everything to this program. They've done such a great job. I thought Miles Lipton, you know, speaking of another, you know, senior, fifth year, whatever, I thought he was great. Needs had a huge goal in that fourth quarter. I thought Corcoran had a really big assist and was good in the clear. So, Cates was his usual stuff, you know, 3 points. So just all of our seniors really stepped up and did a really nice job. Tommy Bork, Mo, just, you know, that was a program win. That was a, what word am I looking for? That was just a vindication of all the great work that they've done, you know, both on the field, off the field, leadership, honing their skills. And it just kind of came to fruition, and I'm really proud of those guys.